What's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on Master Topic, and I'm here with my man, my co-host.
Spikos Delicious.
Spikos Delicious in the room, So yeah, today we're gonna be taking a look at the statement, you know. The show's gonna be based on They Lie to Us.
We're gonna
actually look at some of the theories. Look, there was a lot of theories that I saw, but I was like, okay, let me just pick two, because I hear what Spikos, you know, Delicious has to say about this too.
What led you to the conversation, man?
Last week I was in a room where two people started arguing, and then they were arguing about the earth being flat. So I was like, what? Some of the things that I heard, it's like,
Which side of the fence were you like standing?
I walked out. In fact, I wanted to add the comment there, but based on the stuff that they both said, one said something that I was like, what you just said doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And then the other one defending also said other stuff that didn't make sense. I was like, hi. Both of you guys, it's like, you don't know what you're talking about. Let me walk out of this room.
Okay.
Because I went there for something, and then I got what I wanted, and then I walked out. Then 30 minutes later, I go back, they're still arguing. Like, yo, it's going down here. So, that's what actually, you know, got me to actually, like, look at what are some of the crazy theories that are out there. That can, like, you know, take a dive into it and actually look at what's going on, you know.
But then, like, what does it matter whether the earth is like flat, round, or square? Like,
that is a good question, because that's one of the things that I wanted to actually, you know, ask you, like, within the show. It's one of the stuff that I was gonna touch on. The earth being flat,
right?
Because some crazy things that concerning in that whole earth is flat, there's some crazy ideas that some of these people who came up with this thing have. And I was like, okay, there's some interesting things.
But anyway, like, how was your weekend, bro? Which part of the earth were you spending your weekend?
I think I was at the end of the earth, you know, there where the... Yeah, you know. The Nah, I mean, my weekend was cool, man. There's nothing to complain about, just filled with weddings, work,
We're going to weddings.
And
why don't you invite me? You know, I've never been to a wedding, Joe.
You've never been to a wedding?
Yeah, like I've been to my father's one, which was whack. It was like, it was pop, bro. It was like, they in the yard and stuff like that. So,
just one.
Then recently this year I went to go work at another one, so we were hired as then apart from that, I haven't been to a lot of weddings.
Not just there to chill and eat and all the stuff.
Yeah, so I'm like, you niggas need to get married like quickly.
Yeah, come and finish my food.
Yeah, man.
Don't worry, you'll get the invitation. Now come through. That was my side. How was your side?
Nah, mine was relaxed.
Relaxed
means boring. it was just that. I was just indoors. Nothing exciting,
Nothing exciting. See, we should take you to weddings. Yeah, so that you can experience something different.
Did you go there with your girlfriend?
Nah. This was a family, obviously representing my aunt.
Because I was going to say, maybe, you know, when the bride does that bouquet thing.
And then they catch.
Yeah, I was going to ask whether... How far would you go from the, you know?
I mean, I was representing my aunt, because, we recently had a traditional one, and then she decided, now let's do the white one.
It's in Pondu, then.
It's your, you know, normal stuff.
That's like normal, almost.
Rice, you know, beans, things like that. There's no Pondu there. But if it was there, I see myself... Pop, Pondu, to the most.
Pony Pop is Fufu, no?
Yeah,
sounds like a pop name. Fufu.
So that is what was going down. So let's dive into a track, you know, and then we're going to come back, do the most, dive into these two conspiracy theories that I have right here. I know one of them, you touched on it, but I want to hear what you know you actually have to say. Yeah.
No problem.
I want to hear that. But here's a track for you to enjoy.
Your love is so much better, sweeter than any other. Deeper than words can explain. Your love, they bust my brain. When I go to the east and say no, when I go to the west and say no, and they have to be my provider. Get in my job, my lover. Your love is sweeter than anything that I know. That I know. I don't deserve it. Failed you when no one was watching. Left you and went for the profit. Why do you love me still? I try to run, you don't let me go. You just been holding me, oh my adore. You never leave my side, you hold me tight like Romeo.
When it's a Juliet, oh no, no.
Nobody, you're my only.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, I have nothing to say. Unless Pico's Delicious has a comment to add.
Ah, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a banger.
Hey, it's not a...
It's not the song of the year.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for anyone in this room.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like loud silence.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive into these conspiracy theories. Like, I have two. So the first one is concerning the moon landing.
The moon landing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So there's people out there that believe that the moon landing was faked.
Faked.
Mm. So the moon landing didn't happen. Okay. It's a lie. They lie to us.
Hmm.
Some
Wait,
people
it's a lie or you people think it's a lie?
No, the guy that there's a conspiracy that's out there,
yeah, that just people exist. That didn't happen.
They say that this whole moon landing thing is a lie. They even made a movie on it. They wrote a book on it. Everything, it's a lie.
Mm.
They say that someone went. You know how we create like 3D animation stuff, all those different things. Yeah, they say that's literally what happened.
So it's green screen, basically.
Yeah, that's basically what they're saying. They're saying that the whole moon landing stuff, it's a lie.
Mm.
Didn't happen. So, based on what they are saying, what's your take? In fact, do you believe in the whole moon landing?
Moon landing and all that.
Mm.
Hey, man, I'm not really acclimatized to the whole conversation, you know.
Mm.
But the moon landing, man. Hey, for me, I'd like to believe it's true.
Mm.
Reason being is like, because it gives you a sense of like imagination that. There's actually, it's possible for you to get out of Earth. You know when they say sky's limit?
Yeah.
You can like surpass that limit.
Yeah,
so you can go beyond the Earth and explore like these other planets and stuff like that. Because it's one thing that I actually want, like I think when I was around like 15, 14, I was like, yo, I want to be that person that just goes and go and procreate. For the sake of it, I'll be like the Mandela of Mars. so to speak, you know, because how I don't think people will ever forget Mandela.
Yeah.
So I don't think people will ever forget me if I was like the
Mandela of Mars,
great grandfather of everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
The forefather of everyone that's on Mars, or there's a life that start that's a it thing that exists in Mars.
Mm.
Is it in or on? We'll just say on.
In, yeah, let's stick to the on. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, cause
just like we're on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think I kind of want to believe that the moon landing happened.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hear you. For myself, yeah, no, I believe it happened. I mean, you look at some documentaries, because they actually did a documentary as well on the whole moon landing stuff, when this whole conspiracy theories happened of the moon landing not being real.
Mm.
So they actually did a documentary, and there are people obviously that are involved as well in terms of going to the moon and stuff, and then they came back.
Mm.
So yeah, some of those people, they were actually sharing their whole experience and what they saw and all those stuff. So basically saying that, yeah, this is all conspiracy theory of the moon not being real.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, that
the moon is not real.
Not the moon landing.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Not being real. So yeah.
It's all
conspiracy theory. Wait,
you from Congo, right, man?
Mm-hmm.
So like Brazzaville or DRC?
Nah, DRC.
DRC.
Yeah.
You know, so this other Congolese friend of mine, he once told me, like, he's like, so then Congo, where you grew up, they used to like have like, you know, like a campfire.
Mm.
And then, so then they'll have like old people telling them stories and what. You know the story, ne? They're like, this lady who did something, she was not supposed to be farming at night.
Mm.
But now if you take like a brown bottle, so let's say, example, like Black Label.
You look up as
if you're looking into a telescope.
Yeah.
At night, then you look directly into the bottle, and then you'll see that lady on the moon with her baby on her back. Doing. Have you heard it? You've never heard it?
No, that one I haven't heard. You've but I've heard other similar stories as well. Hey, which was also another thing that I was going to ask you, man. Because, you know, we also have these things, you know, these stories that also hear by us, like different stuff.
Mm.
Like, yeah, what is your take on those things? But, yeah, you know, I actually have one question concerning one of them that I'm going to ask you. But, yeah, concerning the whole moon landing thing, myself, yeah, I believe that it's real. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got things like SpaceX where they're sending rockets and all those stuff.
Are they sending them to the moon or just to space?
Yeah, no. There's those that are being sent. Obviously, Elon Musk wants to... What you are saying in terms of going to Mars, creating life and all that stuff, that's actually Elon Musk's goal. He wants to go and, he believes that the Earth is going to get destroyed. So before it gets destroyed, need to move on to Mars and then create, create a whole ecosystem there where we're able to live and all those stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's actually his goal. And they are testing like different materials that are able to withstand the sun's heat and, you know, all those different things. So basically the whole atmosphere there in Mars. So
You see, like, so like a counter thought or counter argument to like my belief, yeah? So like saying that I believe that it probably happened. Another thing I'd say, there's chances that it didn't happen, which is where, like, I always say, why is it that after that time, think about how technology has like evolved, like how far we've gone from the first time these guys landed on the moon to now. How is it that we didn't have more frequent visits to the moon, like so we can just do proper research on these, like the outer space and all that stuff? So like, it doesn't make sense how, with what we have now and what they had then, we haven't done so many like visits to the moon.
Yeah, which is why also the whole conspiracy theory also exists, because there's also questions like what you just asked, where they're also asking the same thing, saying why aren't we, you know, going back again and all those stuff. So why isn't it happening?
Because then I would really like to be like after, because obviously it happened because of the, what was the arms race, right?
Yeah, so the USSR, USA,
of which apparently, when they were both there at the same time. I'm telling you. So now, but then it's just obviously propaganda and whatnot. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. And then, but then, how is it like, Vito? We had all these guys, all this money, like Richard Branson. Mm. Is it Branson, Branson, whatever? You know, a guy, Richard, the guy from Virgin Active. Mm. So, he's been, I've known that guy as a billionaire for a while, too. Like, Abu, the Microsoft guy.
Who, Gates?
Yeah, yeah. You see, like, how is it that they never tried and, like, push things to that direction? Or maybe they weren't interested. Fact. Okay, that's fair. But then you have your NASA and all that. They have the advanced technologies. Why weren't they all this time, like, pushing for stuff like that?
Hey, you know, also there on NASA as well, there's some other crazy things. Look, there's those questions. And, yeah, obviously, they have their story that they taking out there.
Mm.
And yeah, even with the some of the people, they believe that NASA also is a scam as well. Like,
and
some
and
of the
why is it that, so to cut you off, man? Like, how many African countries care about going to the moon? like we just man. We're like, hey, I wanna go to Dubai, get my like I'm telling you, man. Like we just here, we care about, like, I don't. Honestly, think of, like, how many like, ordinary black kid, ne? Because the same thing, I think we once spoke about it, like, I once said this on the show, I think, like, I was like, there's no black kid that I've ever met till this day that's ever said, I want to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
They don't really, no one cares about space, like, space, why am I going there? So that's why I'm like, why is it only a American thing? Why is space being associated? Why do we allow it to actually be associated with
I think
America and all that?
Maybe it's because of the whole, you know, moon landing thing that...
But we have, you know, I think the biggest telescope in the world is built here in SA.
Hey, that one, I'm not sure. I'm going to need to look into
it's
that.
It's a fact, my man.
But, based on the whole moon landing thing and all the stuff, I mean, most of your rockets that are being sent, you find them there, you know, USA and all the stuff, even though you're like people like your Elon Musk, those are like South African type of people. When you look at most of the places where these things are happening, it's like USA, and then I think because of that, we now attach anything to do with space, you know, to the country that's sending, you know, like,
and the way they've also created things, like, okay, this is like not even about the moon, but it's like aliens and stuff. It's like UFOs.
Yeah, your whole area.
Most of them are spotted in the USA and all that. Okay, I know in SA we've had them. Those time. And so where to UFO thing.
Yeah,
but hey. You see, but I mean, it wasn't that well documented and stuff like that. The only other South African that I know that's been to space, I don't know if this guy went to, it's Mark Shuttleworth. Wait, it's Mark Shuttleworth, that guy, the South African guy. Yeah, I think his name is Mark. He even had a school and stuff like that. Mark Shuttleworth.
Yeah, yeah.
I might be wrong with the name. Wait, what's the guy, that guy, Buzz Lightyear, the guy from America?
Buzz Lightyear, who, Mark Zuckerberg?
No, the.
Wait, it's a guy. Yeah, I'm thinking now.
No,
hey,
the guy landed on the moon, Joe.
Landed on the moon?
Yes, the first guy on the moon. Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
No, isn't Lance Armstrong the
it's Neil
Armstrong,
yeah,
because Lance is the druggy cyclist. Yeah. So we had Mark Zuckerberg, we have Mark Shuttleworth. So he's the only guy that we've, like, ever since, we learned about this guy, like, in primary.
Yeah.
And he's a white guy, so how many black people care about him?
Look, before we even carry on with the whole topic and, you know, touch on the last conspiracy, let's dive into a track, and then, come back and do the most.
You could see the smoke from a mile away, and trouble always draws a crowd. They want to tell me that it'll be okay, but that's not what I need right now. Not while my house is burning down. I know someday, I know somehow, like a lying on the ground. When their words are soft and open, 'cause they just can't seem to understand. If you haven't even stopped the bleeding yet, I know someday. Together we can pray for peace to the one acquainted with our grief. I know someday, I know somehow, I'll be
Yeah, hope you enjoyed that. If you don't enjoy that, I got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot, yeah. Yeah. So, the last conspiracy theory is the earth is flat.
The earth is flat.
Yeah, so what's your output on that?
Hey, I have a fit to I know. The earth is flat.
Do you think the earth is flat? Let me start with that.
How did we get there?
Look, so I remember I once went to last week there was the whole debate that happened, you know, with the whole the earth is flat stuff. Mm. The one individual believes that the earth is not a sphere, then the other one believes that the earth is flat. Mm. But I once went to a school and then one of the learners started arguing with me, saying that the earth is flat, scripture backs it up and all those stuff. So, I went to find out where this whole earth is flat situation came from.
Okay.
And basically, there was a group of people that decided that they're going to look at the earth and look at what NASA produced, you know, in terms of the earth being round, the earth globe, all those different things. And they believe that NASA is lying to us.
Mm.
The pictures that NASA... produces
thing,
to yeah, that's literally what they believed. And then they say that the earth is flat, so the earth can't be round, because if it was round, people are going to be falling off on the other side and all those different things. That's what they were saying. So the earth is flat, and then at the end of the earth, so they said it's a flat disc, so it's a disc, but it's a flat disc. No, a disc is.
So and then it's a round.
Yeah, it's round, disc. But it's flat.
Okay.
So it's a disc. That's what they were saying. And then towards the end of, you know, the disc,
where
NASA has their secret agents that's preventing people from discovering what's beyond there. So that's what they believe. So I was like, okay, this is some interesting thing. because that's where the ice is and all those stuff, you know, and the water. Because now they started asking them, so what happens to the ocean? Why is it not, you know, going dry? Well, and all those, yeah, why is it not falling over? They're like, nah, there's ice that's keeping the water within, you know, the earth.
Why is and the ice not melting? Because it keeps
There was all those different things.
But so then, okay, now let's say again, NASA, they lying to us.
Mm.
What do they stand to gain? Like, why? Like, if it, out of the blue, you just come out like, let's just tell them it's round.
Hey.
It's a sphere that they live on. Why? If it, like, no one cared all the time, and then they just like, no, let's just tell them that it's flat. So now, if the Earth is flat, which means our Mars, Venus, Jupiter, they're also flat.
Which was the other question that I had. You know, when I was in this debate with this guy, I was like, as you said, you know, if the Earth is flat, why is the Earth the only one that's flat? And then the rest of the stuff is round. Like your moon, you know, that you look at your sun, all those different things.
Man, I think probably have bigger things to be caring about. Flat. Okay, it's flat. Then what? What must happen now?
You know, the one, basically the one statement that I said to the learner that was arguing with me. Obviously, I was like, okay.
Quote this learner. This learner's got the guts to argue with you.
Hey, man.
Name drop.
Basically, he goes by the name of Uriel. This guy watches a lot of YouTube videos, if I can put it that way. So he's on YouTube most of the times.
Mm.
And the problem is, he's one of those individuals that watches a video, and if the video is convincing enough, goes for it. So that's the situation that it came out of. Like, it was convincing enough where they even added scripture in.
But wait, I wanted to ask you, like, where the scripture, where does the Bible say the earth is flat?
There was a verse. Now, you see, I also went into that scripture to look at it. Where does it say if it's flat? It actually doesn't say that it's flat.
What does it say?
It speaks about the four pillars. And it mentions four pillars. And this was in Psalms, where David was, you know, David actually wrote Psalms and all those stuff. He was describing how powerful God is, you know, how majestic he is.
Mm.
And then he used pillars within the Psalm as a metaphor, you know, to basically describe and all the stuff. So I was reading this. And
was saying the pillars are holding the earth together or what?
No. He was basically speaking about the earth's foundation.
Mm.
And he says that there's four pillars. Yeah, that's what he was referring to.
Mm.
So he mentions that. And then I'm looking at what the scripture says. And then I'm looking at this guy who's saying the earth is flat.
Mm.
Now, for me, that didn't make sense. You know, like, the two didn't connect when I was watching the whole thing. But I understood why this guy fell for it. What do you say?
Is it flat or is it circular?
Nah, myself, it's round, man.
Mm.
It's not flat. Because, look, let's take for example. I don't think you believe the earth is flat, eh?
Yeah, I don't think I care, first of all.
You don't care?
Yeah. Okay.
So let's say, let's stick to you don't believe that it's flat. But for the people who believe that it's flat out there.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was flat, and the sun had to go to the other side of the earth, well, we're not going to be able to see a square reflection on the moon of the earth if it was flat.
Because
if you had to take, for example, a torch and you take a round object and you reflect it against
the
wall.
Or like when there's like an eclipse and stuff.
Yeah, an eclipse or the other way around. You know, sometimes we have the moon on our side and then the sun's on the other side.
Yeah.
And when you look at the moon's not... There's no square shape on the moon and all the stuff, which was one of the questions that I also had, you know.
But what if the flat thing, as you were mentioning, it's the flat disc, so that hence, then you still get that oval shape.
Now, this is the way the other thing, that the other question that I had. So, based on their flat disc theory, so why do we have night? Because if it's flat, then how does the sun now move around the earth? Does it move in a circular under the disc?
Because I think the disc is dead, so it goes, then comes back up.
But it's still, that's where my other question still comes in.
The Earth orbits around the sun, or is it the sun? Because the sun is stagnant, right?
The Earth is the one that orbits around the sun.
Yeah. Mm. And but then also another thing, the thing is people won't see my motion. So the sun doesn't move this way. Like a clock.
Yeah, clockwise.
So it doesn't move like a clock, whether it's anti-clockwise or clockwise. But then it doesn't move the way a clock does.
Because
it can move like this, circular, spinning, but, yeah, but it's spinning around. So that's another thing.
You see, with stuff like that, my question still stands. We're still going to be able to see a reflection of the flat surface on the moon or the sun. Either you are going to see it when, like, I mean, even you look at your, for example, your half moon. When you have a half moon, you don't see a straight line on the half moon. It's curved. So there's situations like that when you look at the moon.
No, does that curve fit? There's like, I think there's like 3 or 4. See, now I'm thinking about calendars. You see, now you're making me think about these things. I don't. Yeah, but anyway, there's literally like where it's cut in half, ne? Like, so it's like half.
Yeah.
Straight down.
See,
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Then there's that. What do you call it? That curve.
The arc.
It's got that arc, and then which other one is there?
And you obviously got a full moon and all those stuff.
And there's that other one.
Now you gotta obviously take into account the angles as well, like in terms of where's the moon, where's the sun, and stuff like that.
I should have gotten someone in. You know, we don't do.
But now you see with them, with them, what was interesting is based on their theory, they say the sun's the one that
So they say the sun
is a disc, and then the moon is. So you know our ozone layer. Right? So they believe it's a disc, and then there's an ozone layer that's surrounding the Earth, which is circular. That's what they say. The ozone layer is circular, and then within the ozone layer, that's where we have. So the ozone layer is keeping things. If
you think about the name ozone. How the letter O is circular. Hence, it's called the ozone. You are within the O.
Yeah.
Within the ozone. They didn't just make it up because, sounds nice.
No, look, there's all of these different things. That's why I'm saying I don't believe the Earth is flat, man.
I mean, it is what it is. Flat. Either way, if it was flat, it's not affecting us.
Yeah.
If it's it's like circular, it's a sphere, it's still not affecting us. So then, why do we
the
care?
Point,
Let's continue with life.
Which was the conclusion that I had with the specific learners. Like, how does that, what value does it add or what value does it take from you?
Like, there's interesting things like bears can sleep throughout winter without eating, Joe. I'd rather learn about that. There's like, these chimpanzees, I think in Congo or what, it might be Sierra Leone, I'm not sure, but I think it's Congo. They tall, bruh. Like, tall. The biggest chimps ever. And hey, bruh, they're like dangerous. Yeah. But like, those things, like, I'd rather, like, you can see it, you can prove it.
Yeah.
You can study about it. But I'm like the flat Earth.
Yeah, no, obviously, when you look at things like this, it's also a religion that they're feeding, the people and, the congregation, the people that are out there, the world. So that's literally what's happening. Any last words from you, man?
Nah, man. Hey, enjoy life, people. Stay safe.
You heard it right there from Spico's Delicious. Yeah, this is myself, Fearless Eagle. And Spico's Delicious. Signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Hallelujah.
Close to the core in a tight situation. Damn. But a molecule, a small speck of creation, getting closer to God in a tight situation. Life hits you, face it. Sometimes you can't duck or block it, only roll with the punches and hope not to get you bruised in the process. See, we a lot alike. Me, I just got a mic and rockin' like my life depends upon the response of the audience. Head nods and arms raised to wave. An affirmation with the art statement brought to the stage. Pen to the page until the end of the age. Forever hold to the promise from the ancient of days. When the final curtain call falls, you're the singer, the most important member of law. It will have been worth it all. I'm fatally flawed, yet in awe of God. The cause, agent, and end for whom I spit these oddities. I'll be able to breathe for victories hard fought and rest knowing the most.
other day. I saw your name but didn't answer. But then I asked myself, what if that was our last chance to talk? The thought alone is enough to make me shudder. We crave connection, yet distance ourselves from one another. And I discovered you were waiting for me to call you. You were there the whole time, I was the one to fall through. Father, you're forever faithful, I'm forever grateful. Even when I tried to escape you, you weren't hateful. Thought you had abandoned when things didn't follow planning. Got caught off guard, fell off hard, then got scarred. Yet grace is a soft landing. So now it's about removing distractions and moving to action. Instead of just jawjacking or raw rapping, though that's a given, it's time to get back to living like I know that I'm supposed to. For an authentic relationship with you, proximal and closer. Tight situation.